Five Things Hanuman is Able to Carry from Lanka by Krishna's Mercy.
Hari Parvat Sankashastam Rvaktro Mahablaha Vajradanshtrankho Bhimo Vaidehi Midmabravit Saparvatvanod Desha Sattaprakar Tornam Lanka Mima Sanathava Naitu Shaktirasti Me.
Quote, resembling a mountain, with a coppery red face and teeth and nails with might like a thunderbolt, that monkey in the fearful form spoke to Vaidehi, I have the potency to carry with me this entire Lanka, along with its mountains, deep forests, decorated arches, defensive walls and also its king.
Valmiki Ramayan, Sundarakand, 37.36-37.
Hanuman Swarup is shown to Sita Devi, the princess of Vidisha, in the Ashoka grove in Lanka was fearful. The Sanskrit word is Bhima, which means that the dedicated servant of Sri Rama was all business. Whoever would come to attack would get more than they bargained for. Though peaceful by nature, this devotee engaged in the service of Sri Rama could be violent when necessary. Though he has the form of a hari, or monkey, using one of the many siddhis in his possession, Hanuman expanded his size to resemble that of a mountain. With teeth and nails looking like thunderbolts, he was ready for business. Rama's wife should have no doubts on the matter, that she could return safely to her husband's side through the work of Hanuman. In fact, that servant had the ability to carry much more from Lanka simultaneously. 1. Its Mountains. Sita was in Lanka against her will. The city was amazing, spectacular in appearance. Not skyscrapers lighted through the use of electricity, there were real commodities found within the construction of practically everything. Gold and jewels in abundance, simply breaking a single wall within a building would yield a valuable output. Hanuman said that he could bring back the entire Lanka with him, if necessary. This included the mountains. Though like a Purvata himself, he could carry many more objects of a similar size. Visual evidence of this ability would arrive later when Hanuman would carry an entire mountain back to Rama's side in order to find herb necessary to revitalize Lakshman, Rama's younger brother. 2. Its Deep Forests. Hanuman lived in a forest, along with others of the same physical characteristics. The Sanskrit word vanara, that typically refers to monkeys, literally means dwellers of the forest. These living beings of the Hari and Kapi description were human-like in behavior, but monkey-like in appearance and many tendencies. Lanka had beautiful, deep forests. Though populated with beings in the mode of ignorance, Rakshasas known for consuming human flesh, these were beautiful areas. Though Sita was placed in one of them, she was suffering because of separation from her husband, who is the most beautiful person, thereby proving that consciousness is what matters most, not external surroundings. 3. Its Decorated Arches. This is one of the features Hanuman noticed initially upon entry. He did not have a visa or a passport to be stamped upon arrival. In fact, the gatekeeper, a female representing the city itself, tried to stop him from entering. A vanara was conspicuous by its presence in that place. Hanuman must have been up to no good. He entered regardless, striking the female to remove her from his path. This typically violates dharma, or religiosity, but for pleasing the Supreme Lord, that dedicated servant is willing to take any and all risks. He was prepared to bring back these beautiful arches, if necessary. 4. Its Defensive Walls. These objects referenced by Hanuman in trying to assure Sita are all large. When a notable person's ability is assessed, there are comparisons made to others of similar ability. He is the greatest of all time because he has achieved more than such and such player, who had so many accomplishments to his name. In order to prove his strength, his shakti to carry objects with him, Hanuman made comparisons to large and powerful objects. The defensive walls would not be too much for him. That which was protecting Lanka from enemy attack, from the wrath of past victims to the leader's sinful ways, would be easily uprooted and brought back with Hanuman. 5. Its Leader. Hanuman had previously made a similar promise. He told his friends that if he could not find Sita in Lanka, he would bring back Ravana himself. It would be like an offering of an animal made to Lord Shiva, but instead presented before Sri Rama, who is an incarnation of Vishnu.
Athvenang samutkshipi upari upari sagram. Ramayo paharishyami pashu pashuptereva.
Quote, or, lifting him up and carrying him across the ocean, I will offer him to Rama, like an animal offered to Lord Shiva, the Lord of Animals.
Hanuman, Valmiki Ramayan, Sundara Kand, 13.50.
As Hanuman has such potency and more, he is easily capable of carrying back surrendered souls to the spiritual world, the place where Sita and Rama reside eternally. Hanuman is the gatekeeper to that kingdom, and he is a most benevolent watchman, ready to allow entry for any sincere soul, of any kind of size and shape, provided they possess a similar desire to serve the divine couple. In closing, any person, place or thing, Hanuman to bring back with him. From Lanka to Sita declaring, Rama's messenger bold and daring. Proof through entry already showing, ready to carry golden building glowing. Or forest areas, perhaps the leader too, that servant anything for Lord would do.